And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This edition of the Hagmann Report is Thursday, November 7th, 2024, 2 days past the election. Hopefully everyone is taking a few breaths and kind of gotten a little bit of rest. But this is not the end. It's just merely the beginning. With me today, of course, great show lineup for you. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Hey, stop at Gen 6 and shop. I'm telling you, the books, the DVDs, the intellectual products that Steve has, second to none. Go to gen6.com. Make sure you're getting his private briefings as well. I'm telling you, first to know, and that you, it's just great. StevQuayle.com, and from there you can get to Gen 6, and you can get to Renaissance Precious Metals, folks. I'm telling you, he's the guy. He's the man. He's the guy. Everyone has to have a guy. He's the guy. So with that, before I bring Steve on, I want to thank our the people in the chat. I want to thank the supporters. I want to thank each and every one of you who have gone to Rumble, created a free account, and then clicked on follow, because that is spreading the word. That elevates us in the metrics, and it gets us out to a wider audience. So we really appreciate that. And thank you to those people. Also, thank you to those companies who help us stay on the air, pay some bills, and including and especially don'twastepower.com. Now, this little device I've got right here, you see this? I took this out of an outlet here, not too far from me, actually. I got to plug this back in, but this is a little device that really makes a difference in your energy bills, because recent reports show that, hey, record high energy bills. Now, obviously, President Trump is in office, and you're thinking, okay, this is going to change, but it's going to take some time to change, folks, I'm telling you. But 10-year record high this past summer. It's so bad that many households, they even are planning this year to keep the heat low to save money. Others say they struggle to choose between food and their electricity bill. Well, look, folks, there's an answer here. That's why I lower my energy bills with the help of that magical little device, and absolutely love the cost saving, the savings it gives to me. Thank you. Thanks to it, I can help cut down my electricity costs, beat the greedy power companies or the stupid policies that cause the elevated power bills. I'm telling you, you can do a lot to keep your own costs down. That device is designed to help lower costs by stopping my home, my appliances, my studio, the lighting, the power here, from wasting unnecessary energy. It reduces my electricity usage and supports a consistent, safe flow of energy through my home and much more, all by plugging in that little device into one of my outlets. The cost savings from the first month alone showed me that this is one of the best purchases I've made. Go to, folks, right now, go to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com, or simply click the link in the description box below to get the nation's leading way to lower energy bills. Hey, it's check how much off. It's up to like 66% or thereabouts, and free express shipping, plus several other bonuses with every order, completely for free. That's don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com. And I'm going to thank you for that, and appreciate that. All right, so Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Before I bring him on, I just one more thing, too. We're all those people following politics. I really believe that all of us are relieved that there was such a mandate for President Trump. But I just want to flip the script here a little bit and ask you, are you a little bit concerned that, Biden was a little bit too happy in his concession? And are you a little bit concerned maybe that all of a sudden people, the opposition, is saying, okay, everything's going to be smooth. We're going to just do everything right. I mean, it could be because they are afraid, which that's not a problem. Or do they have something else planned? And that kind of is a segue into tonight's show, because that's the national aspect of things, but there's an international component to that as well. And Steve Quayle is going to be talking about the international component, the banking component, everything around this. And I've been anxiously awaiting his take on everything. So tonight, without any further ado, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Gen 6 and Renaissance Precious Metals. Steve, thanks for joining me tonight.
Well, thank you, Doug. I mean, it's a blessing to be on tonight and a privilege, because we're watching some of the most record-setting events and historic markers that go down in history. You know, what's interesting to me is watching the, I would say, the controlled response of the demon rats, but that is what I call them. And the thing is that there's way more to come. 5,000 pallets of bricks have been distributed around different cities in the United States. One of the most infamous men and his entire enterprises is paying cash to groups of Antifa, BLM, and general revolutionaries who are going to go, Doug, they're going to go kinetic. And I don't know when, but as you said, doesn't this seem a little surreal? That's a good answer. But, you know, something good happened today, and I think people should know it. If you look at President Trump and you look at President Putin, both of them experienced the Western press absolutely denigrating President Putin, calling him every name in the book, the same thing the Democrats did to President Trump. And Putin said he's going to talk to President Trump because he said President Trump is a man. He took the whole attempted assassination as a man. Now, I think what we saw is a repudiation of the lies of the liberals and that demon possess that toxic masculinity. Listen, men are men and women are women. And the thing that I think is really problematic is that people have confused the manipulation of them and backed President Putin, backed President Trump. When you've got two leaders of the world's most well-armed nations, actually, you got to put China in there, too. We can talk about that later. But what's problematic, Doug, is the fact that we watched the intense vilification of Donald Trump. There, I don't know anybody that could do 900 rallies. But what he has in common and what President Putin has in common, they want dialogue. And it's something that Biden fled from, and the salad princess just got her dressing taken away from the salad. And so what we're watching is we're watching a realignment. And what's important, everyone, listen, you've got to be able to look beyond the haze to see what's going on. I said at the beginning when Biden was elected, I said, it's a good thing. I'm not a Russian agent, but when you tell the truth, people get really upset because the American press pass lie after lie after lie. The lamestream media, I call them, I have another name for them, but we'll just stick with the lamestream media. The thing that's problematic is people bought the lie, and now you've got Western Europe coming apart at the seams. Germany is pretty much without energy. They have a real problem with power, sourcing the power. And what's important, I'm talking power to, you know, electricity. And two of the biggest corporations in the world are really in trouble. And this is important for people to understand. The order out of chaos. I think this is the thing that's missing, Doug. The equation is that there's going to be chaos because a new world order can't come on the scene without chaos, nor can the we're still undergoing a communist revolutionary takedown and takeover, because, again, we need to talk about what happened to the military that was woken and now is broken. What happened to all of the leads that America had? But America self-destructed under the Obama nation of desolation, because it's important that I think people understand. You can assume that, you know, America's strong and we can fight. No, we can't, because we were intentionally sabotaged. First point of sabotage was obviously the assassination of the military personnel. That was a planned bio attack on the U.S. military. The second was big time is the wokeness of the U.S. military. High heels, lipstick on men do not make good anti-ballistic missile shields. Third thing that's happened, we are so far in debt as a nation that it brought up BRICS. And I'll say this, President Putin will go down in history as the greatest unifier of the world's economy. Now, I don't know who takes that over when, but the BRICS nations are going to surprise everyone because there's no money in our coffers. We're dead ass broke, okay? You cannot just spend trillions you don't have. Well, I take that back. The former administration or current lame duck administration is spending $1 trillion a month, $1 trillion, a T-R-I-L-L-I-O-N. That's a lot of money. That's $1,000 billion. So how do you pay for things when you have no money? Well, sometime people are going to demand, and they're going to demand it. I'm told they're demanding it behind the scenes right now. They want real, real wealth. It's either land, it's water, it's gold, it's silver, it's platinum. And the central banks of the world know we're coming into the biggest clusterfication. There you go, my word. Clusterfication of the international economic scene because of the fact that our spending was out of control. And our control of the world was based on settling all of the economic matters in U.S. dollars, whether we're buying oil or whatever. Now, the bigger nations, China, Russia, and Iran, and believe me, Iran is no, how do I say this, bunch of guys in the Middle East. That's one of the most sophisticated empires in the history of the world, and it's now coming back on the scene. So, well, we watch, and you know what really made me mad? We sat back as American sheep for the slaughter and wouldn't hold those mainstream slime buckets and the, you know, I mean, you can see, why did we lose? Why did we lose? Why did we lose? Because you lost track of reality. You gave a false sense of what America was, and people are rejecting it. And now we have the issues that, you know, hey, we've got the president of Russia and the president of the United States going to talk. And that's a big deal. Because at the beginning of Trump's presidency, there was an olive branch held out from President Putin to the United States. And, you know, you've got some of the most seasoned diplomats, Foreign Minister Lavrov. I don't know anybody who's tried to stop a nuclear war more than Lavrov, believe it or not, Putin, and then Medvedev, the former president of Russia. They're telling people the truth. But every word that the American press or the British press, they're always, you know, they always belittle. And there's no intelligent conversation. Then you look at the strength of Britain, 70,000 men in the military, maybe. 2 aircraft carriers that can't float, maybe. Submarine launch test of a Poseidon nuclear missile. Thing went over like this, you know. And then we've got the situation where Britain is coming apart at the seams internally. Internally, the British people are starving. Americans are starving in America, too. Then you've got Bill Gates of hell, you know, coming up with new vaccination. And by the way, when I named him that, there's nothing could be more evil in my eyes or in the world's eyes, anybody that's biblically astute, than the fact that he wants to do away with all religions and have an AI God. You know, what will it be? A living statue of Bill Gates? The vaccination of the planet's population is yet to come into full measure. And we're going to talk about that tonight because we're going to get into a story that people have got to recognize. I remember Doug talking about this 25 years ago, super soldiers. Ah, you're a fearmonger, you know, blah, blah, blah. Those people need the famous four, let's see. Yeah, they need a four-letter awakening that starts with, you know, being quiet, with starting with an S. You can figure that one out. But the point is that, ladies and gentlemen, the super soldier program has been in development for 25 to 30 years. Russia has a super soldier program, United States, China, and there are other nations working on. And Eric, if you put our first headline up for today, and Doug, if you would read the headline, and then I'd like to hear your comment, because this is profound. This isn't 25 years ago. But 25 years ago, people were mocking the discussion of super soldiers.
So now this is in the Daily Mail, of course, and this is dated 5 November. China's army of super soldiers, how Beijing is ruthlessly amassing the world's biggest DNA database, much of it harvested from millions in the West. Oh, boy. We talked about this before the show, folks, and I'm going to tell you something. It is it's something that Steve was talking about. He was the first person I ever heard to talk about these DNA databases, and he's still talking about it. Now here it is in the Daily Mail. There it is, sir.
Well, I think what people need to understand is the initial bioweapon release, obviously, I put the article up, I think we did it last week, but Xi Jinping, Communist Chinese Party, said with their bioweapon, they destroyed the United States. And that's literally true, because if you look at what's happened to our economy, the food sources of the United States are being weather weaponized, or they're being destroyed by weather weaponization. And we're watching in real time technology, and whether it's messenger RNA, mRNA vaccines, whether it's talking about nanobytes, nanobits, everything nano on a nano scale. I think what the big picture people are missing, all the modern technology, the super soldiers. If you read that article, and Doug, if you could have Eric bring it up and just read the last, I think it's the last sentence or the last paragraph about monsters, okay? They are monstrosities that are being created. I can talk about being briefed from a dead CIA agent on it, and it's tragic because people simply can't understand what gene splicing and everything else that has been taking place, unknowns to most people, but deep in literally on islands that look like they're abandoned islands. But you take the elevators down and it's a whole world that people just simply wouldn't believe. So if you'd read that last, I think it's the last paragraph where it's talking about making monsters.
Yeah, I think for the context, especially for the listeners on the podcast, the audio podcast, let me go a paragraph before that. The notorious Wuhan Institute of Virology contains the world's largest collection of bat viruses. And for more than a decade, it carried out research on coronaviruses, including the risky gain of function tests, essentially enhancing the potency of a virus in relation to humans, supposedly, and that's an important word, to better learn about combating it. Now, neither the suspected leak from that lab, which is assumed to have killed more than 7 million people worldwide, nor the protests of Western institutions and lawmakers are preventing China from pressing ahead. This is the key now, with its chilling plan to capture the world of genomics. And ultimately, this is it. And ultimately, whether the CCP creates a monster by design or by accident, it is extremely dangerous for the rest of the world. And there it is. You wrote about that and you stated that. And there it is, folks. Daily Mail. And definitely. Go ahead, sir.
Well, this book's out of print, so this isn't a pitch. This isn't an infomercial. This is the book I wrote almost 20 years ago, Genetic Armageddon. I'm trying to get it over. Okay, today's technology, tomorrow's monsters. Today's technology, tomorrow's monsters. And if you look at that, the guy on the right, this is from an illustration called The Rape of Psyche, Psyche. And his fallen angel having a good time with an earth woman, having sex, and the interchange of fallen angel DNA. Now, why is this important? Because God destroyed the earth when mankind got out of control under the influence of fallen angels. Now, this stuff is really important. But back to the virology lab at Wuhan, we're finding out now the United States funded that. So in essence, we funded our own writ of execution. And I think what's important for people to understand is that if you're now seeing the amount of sterility in males, if you're seeing the Spontaneous abortion of pregnant women, not intentional abortion, but spontaneous. If you're seeing the fertility factor in the United States, down, 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 and you're putting all these things together, what it basically presents a picture of is the annihilation, genocide, and extinction of the human race. That's not being melodramatic. That's not being, oh, that's such scary talk. I'm watching all the reports behind the scenes. Thank God we've got all of the people that are telling people about the different vaccines, the people that are doctors and molecular biologists and all that. But the bigger picture is this, the entire extinction of the human race. And I got to tell you something. I'm starting to pick up a few of the experts finally figuring that out. Don't get me wrong. It's not nan, nanny, nan, nan. I know something you don't know. But the point is that these are why these events that are happening to human beings are, I would say, underlining the words of Jesus when he said, if God didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, there would be no flesh left alive. That means humanity would be extinct. Yet for the elect's sake, he's going to shorten the days. I don't think I've talked to anybody that can't say, where did time go? My answer to them when they say that to me, I said, well, let me tell you what the Bible said. Well, I don't want to hear about the Bible. I said, well, you just told me, you don't know what's happening. I'm going to give you the answer. And that's not a smart aleck statement. I think the thing that is more important as talking about the super soldier program is that there comes a point, and I know people in this world, that's all I'm going to say, but they take it to the limit where they started out with human, introduced DNA from, you're going to love it, mummified giants, and these things start to turn into literal monsters. And even in one of the books of the pseudepigrapha, like the Book of Enoch, and I think it's Second Esdras, it talks about in the end times, which I believe we're in, women will give birth to monsters. That's pretty good, you guys, for almost, I don't know, what, 3,000 years ago? So the point that I'm trying to make here is that we are coming to the place where God is going to move in a mighty way. It won't be political. It won't be necessarily economical. Those things will factor in. But he is going to show the world that he's God. Does it seem strange to everybody that all of a sudden the whole world's having floods? Geoengineering, weaponized weather warfare. God says in the book of Revelation, he will destroy those who destroy the earth. And ladies and gentlemen, they're working overtime. Chemtrails. I remember chemtrails when I first started talking about them. And I talked about them in a book I wrote, years ago, but I was the first guy on talk radio. Why am I saying that? Because you're old. No, why? But I'm saying that to put into perspective how many years we've been warning people. Dane Wigington, God bless him. I would personally hope about a million people would nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize. I don't think anybody's been more, I would say this, almost relentless in trying to get people to listen. And there's a reason, there's cause and there's effect. And now we're seeing effect. I just noticed the other day, one of the headlines, Doug said, we're, half the country's in a mega drought. Gee, that sounds like a title of a movie I did a long time, a documentary I did years ago. And so yep. what is happening, ladies and gentlemen, you have a mega drought, you have mega famine. When you have mega famine, you have mega death. And I'm not talking about the band. Go ahead, Doug.
No, I, you know, what was something to hear, the demonization of RFK and this, I saw this on, sadly, I watched this so you folks don't have to, on MSNBC, and they were telling their audience what a conspiracy theorist nutjob RFK was or is. And specifically mentioned chemtrails, specifically mentioned weather modification. I don't know how many people saw that. Probably not many if it was limited to MSNBC, but the fact is, to me, it sounded like they are afraid of this being exposed. And, I immediately thought of you and your book as well as, you know, Dana Wigington. And and obviously the victims of Helene, and the lesser Milton, of course, in the state of Florida, but the Helene, I don't think you could have a better exhibit of something that was manipulated than that. And then the, on top of that, the lack of FEMA response. So the lack of federal response, I should say. And even at the state level in North Carolina was dismal. So I think all of this combined, from your DVD, Mega Drought to the current present time, I think that people have to realize that we are being, that everything's being engineered. And I think that that's one of the things that the mass or the globalists are afraid of, is this exposure that this could potentially create. So thank you for all that you've written about and done and all the light you've shown upon these issues.
Well, I think the thing that is most important to people is when alternative news sites that have been, I'd say, accurate or ahead of the time, they're fighting, we're fighting, Doug's fighting for your family, for your existence. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, the plans of the globalists are really easy. You and my family, your family and my family, are basically extinct in their minds. And when Klaus Schwab, the slob, said, you know, you'll own nothing and be happy. No, we'll own nothing and they'll be happy and we'll be dead. I want to address RFK. I think that man has got some of the biggest cojones that anybody has ever. He's telling the truth. And when you get dipstick Democrats, DSDs, mocking him, number one, he knows what he's talking about. Number two, he's done his homework. Number three, when you see spineless willies, that's the males lacking malehood, you know, trying to make fun of him. I mean, come on. It's like, you know, it's like going up the somebody who's like 7 feet tall, kick him in on the calf and saying, put him up. And the guy just steps on you. Okay. RFK has done the world a great service. I'm aware of his political background. I'm aware of his family history. I'm aware of all that. But you know what, Doug? I so admire him because he stands as a man, okay? He doesn't whimper into the sandbox. He doesn't need little kittens. This is the newest plan, kittens and baby ducks to take people out of the trauma of this election. I forget which one of the universities is doing that. This is the most critical thing. The vaccination and annihilation of humanity. You cannot get away from the fact that if they don't kill you instantly, they will put a mechanism within the virus, within the bacteria, that can be triggered either by 5G, 6G, or, you know, whatever else they come up with. And this is something that I think people have got to understand. It is frustrating. I got to admit, it's frustrating to try and get people to understand and really take hold of this, that they really don't want you alive. They don't want me alive. And ladies and gentlemen, this is something you've got to fight for the truth. And Doug, we got to warn everybody. If you see a really good article on chemtrails, I would tell people that are interested in weather modification and geoengineering and weather warfare to basically get all of Dane's website, because the powers that be, the devils that are cleansing all the internet. I think the Wayback Machine, and there's another company, Doug, you probably know it, that would archive all this stuff. And guess what? They're offline. Gee, how can that happen? So you're going to watch all anti-vaccine research disappear. You're going to watch everything that guys like me, you, any of the researchers that we have. By the way, if you see me squirming, it's my knee. I'm just trying to keep it comfortable, you know, so that's what I'm doing. But the point being, I'm not crawling out of my skin over, you know, what's going on. But what's interesting is that RFK, I think, has set, by the way, he isn't wimping out either. When you put little slicky willies, you know, men who, yeah, might be stretching a bit, are interviewing, and they have no brains. They have, I'm talking about this. The mainstream media, I have yet to see someone intelligent enough to discuss chemtrails. I'm yet to see any male or female, or maybe a combination of both in one body, what they cannot say is they can't intelligently discuss this. Yet you can go on Dane's site, geoengineering.org, and I think Dane's got 200 links to weather control patents. So when somebody says to me, oh, you're just a fearmonger, I can say this. I can quote to you the very first really well-known patent. It's 4686605. It's HARP. And it was a patent that was issued, and it's why guys wrote the, I forget who, Nick Begich wrote the book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, but it's important. Thank you, Eric, for scrolling this. So when people say they don't believe in geoengineering or weather warfare, I said, fine, but that's not going to save you from when the floods come and you're drowning. That's not going to save you when the droughts come and you're starving. That's not going to save you when things are beyond your understanding, but you had the chance to research it on your own. So we're going to talk tonight about a very interesting subject, because I can't get away from the super soldiers. For years, even in, I forget which documentary film we did, but I think it might be Egyptians of the Grand Canyon. I interviewed one of the double agents, U.S. CIA, he's dead now, CIA, not CYA, cover your posterior. But the point is that he would talk about the labs that he was in, the secret labs. It's like literally the island of Dr. Moreau, where a scientist was combining animal and human DNA. And I, this guy was a, you know, I mean, he was a hitter. That's simply a nice word for assassin. But when you take somebody like that, who you know, life was cheap, but when he talked about human, I would say human hybrids in some of the secret labs, and I've said this before on my show, I think we've said it on your show too, but I want to remind everybody, when he saw creatures that were hybrids, meaning half human, half animals, and they were crying out, help me, I'm human, I'm human. And they were cage-like animals with some of the most distorted combination genetics that, you know, and it broke him. I mean, I literally dropped him off at the airport the last time I saw him before he died, and he was weeping like a baby because he couldn't live with his conscience. And unfortunately, I think he didn't turn to the Lord. I tried witnessing to him and on his terms, because you know, I could address some of the subjects that he wanted to get off his chest. But what we're talking about now, we go into ancient history. Gilgamesh, and it's the oldest poetic narrative yet found. And the Epic of Gilgamesh, you know, is something everybody should be aware of. And then when Tom Horn was alive, we did a show on your show, Doug, and we talked about the burning down of Tom's residence because he had received some images by a fax machine from overseas, and somebody got really bent out of shape. By the way, they were from the Baghdad Museum, and they were everything from giants to, you know, a lot of, how should I say this, unusual items. Well, that was enough to burn his house down, and thank God he and his wife were not, you know, burnt down, or the kids. But the point is that this ability to hide all the ancient history, they can't do it much longer. So now let's talk about the Chinese. Let's talk about super soldiers. When you can extract viable DNA, just imagine Jurassic Park on the scale of the most evil men in history, whether it's Adolf Hitler, whether it's Kublai Khan, whether it's the greatest mass murderers, Genghis Khan, whatever it's, you know, I'm just trying to think of the greatest, Pol Pot in Cambodia, Stalin. Imagine if you could take the most evil genetics, and they're able to identify, and bring that into a super soldier. And at what point, here's a question I get asked all the time, at what point do those hybrids no longer human? And my answer to that is the hybridization process destroys the ability of one of those hybrids to be saved, because Jesus was called the Son of Man, and that simply was he was saying that he is the second Adam, because the Bible says if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. So the Bible is incredibly relevant. This whole idea of the transfiguration of Jesus was amazing, but the thing that's more amazing, not more amazing than that, but equally, concerning is the fact that I want to make this clear, aliens in my vocabulary means extra-dimensional, interdimensional beings. People can call them demons. Oh, by the way, no one would listen to me on demons, but what happened when Tucker Carlson talked about his demonic encounter, okay? Well, there's nobody that's been talking about fallen angels and demons. And I remember some of the books, the first book I ever wrote, and this is important, is Aliens and Fallen Angels, the Sexual Corruption of the Human Race. I did such an in-depth research on all of the ancient civilizations known and those that were only referred to, and you can't get away from interdimensional beings. If you're dealing with a fallen angel, that's an interdimensional being, meaning coming into our dimension from the invisible realm. If you're dealing with a demon is a disembodied spirit of a hybrid creature. That's why they inhabit people to fulfill their lust. And the lust of demons is expressed in the manifestation of the lust in human beings. And what's happening now, Doug, if you look at some of the body modifications, I mean, they're getting really horrific. That's called, in my vocabulary, that's called inner outworking, okay? It's outpicturing. What the demons who have been kind of submerged, they know that there's no major force standing against them, except, you know, Bible-believing Christians. That's why they're on a pogrom, if you will, to kill all Christians. And the amount of persecution of Christians is off the charts. You know, I mean, Raymond Ibrahim and others are just monitoring. Gatestone Institute is monitoring it. And then people that travel the world are saying, I mean, in Africa, if you're a Christian, that's basically not a slow boat to China. That's an instant death. Because there's no conscience anymore about the value of human life. And human life does not exist in a test tube and basically just get broken and all of the combination test tubes spill into the same batch of goo, and guess what? They got some new creature. So what I'm saying is, everyone, this article that Doug put up earlier about China is the most open admission of the genetic engineering taking place. Now, Eric, if you put up the one about the United States, now look.
And in the meantime, Steve, I just wanted to let people know that article, the link to the article is in our show notes for tonight. Go to HagmanPI.com, which should be bookmarked on your websites or on your computers. Click on the headline, or the title for tonight's show, I should say. And that opens up a box, and all of the links cited, sourced, even referenced will be in the show notes, including and especially stevequayle.com. So please refer to the show notes and bookmark our website. And also, again, thank you for creating a Rumble account, a free Rumble account, and just clicking the follow button, because that does elevate this interview with Steve and the information therein. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No problem.
There.
I mean, again, thanks. Gave me a chance to get a glass of water, or sip of water. I think that this is what I want people to, I'll go into depth on this. Pentagon making race-specific bioweapons to target citizens, China says. Now, everybody, I want to give a little background on this. We have in the United States, I believe it was 54 sub-60 in the Ukraine alone, biolabs. They were developing bioweapons to attack genetic Russians. That's not hyperbole. That's not just fantasy. That's reality. But Pentagon is making race-specific bioweapons. Now, when I brought that out, years ago, I think it was 1995, it was based on a pretty, I would call it historic revelation of Project Coast COAST in South Africa. And Wouter Bassong, I think they pronounce it Voter, Voter Bassong, was developing specific bioweapons that could basically attack specific genetic tribes of different African tribes. But the Pentagon is taking this one step further. Ladies and gentlemen, every single DNA depository has been stolen or purchased. It doesn't matter if it's 23andMe, Ancestry.com. Doesn't matter if it's any gene labs where you get to find out that you've got a specific genetic anomaly that makes you subject to whatever physical ailment. Everyone, Doug, everyone. Now, here's the thing that is astonishing to me. During the Olympics in China, it was, you know, they were testing for COVID athletes, I think twice a day, once before they did their whatever it's called, whatever they compete in, the Olympic game. If there were swimmers, runners, you know, they would do, and then they would take the winning athlete or gymnast or whatever, and they have that DNA. So what they have is a genetic bank of the world's finest athletes taken to integrate into their super soldier program. Am I making it clear?
100%, Steve. Exactly. And I don't think people really comprehend the vast nature of this. Oh, it's no big deal. COVID test, no big deal. What a massively genius, evil genius way of the collection of someone's DNA voluntarily. They don't even have to hold them down. You know, so I mean, in that context, yes, 100%, making yourself clear. Yeah.
Well, and then one of the things that, you know, I want people to understand, we are new creations in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So why would anybody, and I understand there are people, I know Christians that they would lose their job if they didn't take the vaccine. I know all that stuff. But what I'm surprised at is, to my knowledge, and I'm serious, to my knowledge, there were less than a half a dozen of us. I was one of them. And I don't even know the other five. Somebody said, oh, yeah, this pastor was talking about, who even stood on the fact that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. But the problem is that, you know, there are a lot of Christians that died that didn't take the vaccine, but they didn't poison themselves willingly. I was one of the guys that almost died from COVID-19. And I had a little extra treat given to me. I've talked about it. Mike Adams interviewed me. And that really happened. Of course, mine was different because I have two Black Hawk helicopters at treetop level in the park next to me. And, you know, blasting me with some form of by the way, you can genetically articulate or enhance any virus if you know the wavelength of it and the waveform of it, and you can kick it into high gear. And had it not been for the goodness of God, first and foremost, the intercessors for, you know, praying for me, I was really sick, and I was sick unto death. Thank God my wife yanked me out of the hospital because they wanted to put me on a ventilator and give me death is near, remdesivir. And, you know, I got into a verbal, let's just say this. I was dealing, in my opinion, with Dr. Mengele's great-great-granddaughter. I mean, this was the nurse. And she was such a, how do I say this carefully? She hated the fact that I even brought up ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, okay? And she just went ballistic. So at that point, you know, they put me on oxygen. I came home and I spent the next 100 days on oxygen. And that's a true story. And, you know, so what I'm saying is, as one of the researchers, the initial researchers in the private sector talking about race-specific bioweapons, and then I even had flack from scientists. Well, we'll give you that there's haplogroups, you know. For instance, a haplogroup, the genetic structure of Iceland is unique to the Icelanders. I mean, I believe they're the only country that their entire genome of every Icelander has, you know, they're in a data bank of their own. I think somebody owns it or bought it. But then I went one step further and I said, they're going to go to individual targets. targeting with their bioweapons. Well, when I said that, you know, it was hard for people to believe. It still is, maybe. But now we see, and Eric put it right back up again, on the Pentagon, which is totally gone, in my opinion, Pentagon making race-specific bioweapons to target citizens. I think everybody's got to understand this. Why have the American people become the most targeted individuals, thinking that somehow their tax dollars are paying to protect them, when ultimately, Doug, their tax dollars are going to destroy us? Now, that's my opinion, but I'm telling you this, is that we tend to think everybody else is bad guys, but we don't understand. Our government has been secretly making war on us, guinea pigs, and went into all the different experiments that went on against the American people. Vaccine trials, everybody knows about the Tuscaloosa, Mississippi syphilis, giving black individuals syphilis, and, you know, I mean, targeting. But this is so sophisticated now that they have, I would say this, China possesses, this is just a guess based on a lot of research, a minimum of 95% of all Indo-European and all individuals, what we would call in the West, all white guys, by the way, they possess the entire data bank and the entire genomes of just about everybody. So this is a big deal, you guys. And so when Wuhan laboratory is being funded by Dr. Mengele's twin brother, Fauci, you know, the thing is that we're watching the integration of the annihilation of the human species. It doesn't matter. We're going to be gone. Because when you look at the, you know, this is the deal. You look at the root of Bill Gates' upbringing. You look at what he says. You know where he's going. You know, don't eat good food that God made. Eat the synthetic goo that I want to, you know, shove down your throats. And so there is a, listen, if the American people don't stand up, speak up, and resist, and I'm talking about, we're not going to buy that crap. Oh, but guess what? There's more. It's like that OxyClean commercial, you know, but there's more. They're going to make sure that everything that God created, whether it's chickens, cattle, you know, everything, sheep that people eat, make cheese out of, they're going to make sure that's all dead. Wildlife, game, deer, elk, antelope, they're going to make sure those are all infested with CWD, chronic wasting disease. When my friend Dave, and I'll just give you his last name, Dave Z in Casper, Wyoming, he called me. This was probably the year 2000, 2002. He's gone to be with the Lord. But he said, Steve, he had a pawn shop. And he said he had a helicopter guy, talking about they were landing in areas where there were elk, and they were intentionally infecting the elk with CWD. That was the word that came out, prions or prions, P-R-I-O-N-S. Almost like a crystalline shot of death. And now we've got mad cow disease. We've got mad deer disease. We've got whirling disease, which is when fish get mad cow. And we've got people that are literal cannibals in the United States. And they're coming down, and they're calling it everything from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's. But when those people, humans, you know, Hollywood cannibals, when there are some of them that are on record saying the taste of human flesh, that begins to eat at their brains. And so, you know, that's why it's called the Kuru, K-U-R-U. I'm jumping around just to tell you guys, these entities that possess and control, when I use the word entity, I'm talking about a demonic presence or a fallen angel in human form, because they can take human form. The Bible says, you know, Satan can even manifest himself as an angel of light. How much more so his emissaries or his messengers? So what is critical is we have to talk, and I'm going back to Bobby Kennedy. Kudos to Bobby Kennedy. I don't care about his issues that, you know, everybody wants to make a big deal out of, who's his girlfriend, he's married, you know, blah, 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 blah. He's doing humanity a favor. And I'm glad for guys like that. I really am. And you know why the left turned on him? Because he wasn't a meow man. He was a real man. And if you look at like Hulk Hogan, my man, I love that guy. I used to watch him, you know, in wrestling. But look, you can't call these guys sissies. Yet the sissy men are, you know, all on TV crying over how did we lose the race? Because you didn't even pay attention to the mindset of the average American male who's tired of hearing you're this, you're toxic, blah, blah, blah. Women want men. They don't want wusses. And Doug, I'm telling you, this thing's going to blow back on the left big time beyond anything anybody can imagine. And they know it. And that's why they're secretly handing out cash. Here's what one guy told me. He said, Steve, the paymasters are on the streets. And I knew what that meant from before. The paymasters mean every one of the guys who's going to go out and riot gets paid in cash. No record, you know, nothing. The bricks are there just to begin with. He said, this time, certain areas are going to pull out firepower. I said, when that day comes, that's a sad day for America, because this calm before the storm, you know, this isn't going away, Doug. People aren't happily clapping. Half this country hates Trump and MAGA supporters, you know. And I would say this, my whole problem with MAGA is I wish it would have been MARA, M-A-R-A, Make America Repent Again. Because in history, the foundation for a move of God is always repentance. Repentance has to be the precedent before restoration. And basically what everybody said, and I heard President Trump said this. He said, people told me that God spared my life on the, on the attempted assassin. But, you know, did you notice him when he got hit? He stood up, gave the fist. Even his critics couldn't knock that. How he was able to just have the resolve. And I got to tell you something, that's impressive. I'm tired of dealing with sniveling wimps. I get them on my emails, okay? I get them, I wish I knew a good OBGYN in their town, because I'd get them their first, I'm not kidding. I would get them their first checkup with a gynecologist. Now, that may be offensive. It's meant to be, because the thing is, we've allowed the sexploitation. I don't mean that in the way of, you know, hookers or anything like that. I'm talking about the exploitation of destroying God's family unit and the husband and wife, and everything that's normal has been vilified. Everything that's normal under the demon rats. Okay. And then the Republicans that have no spines. Good night. They remind me of Gumby. I don't know if people are old enough to remember Gumby, but they were the first clay figures, you know? Gumby. And I mean, the claymation, I guess, is what it was called. But it's important that people remember this. God always would tell the people that strayed, return to the old ways, return to when you were blessed. What's gone wrong with your nation now? And it's all simply order out of chaos. That's the whole thing. Create the biggest bunch of chaos in all realms, in all spheres, and then bring on the solution. It's the Hegelian dialectic, and it's going to only increase. And Doug, I'm just astonished at the level of denial. It's like this. Everybody who makes whatever you make, just put this into your equation right now. You make $100,000, that's just easy to put the math to, and inflation's up 30%, you've got to make $130,000 now or get a $30,000 raise, which is, $2,500 a month. How many businesses are doing that? Meanwhile, you've got the raiders, the corporate raiders, you know, buying distressed mortgages. Well, gee, who would ever think that they would go to the trouble to raise the interest rates? And there's nothing federal about the Fed. There's nothing.
You know, you're 100% right. What really, I don't know how many people saw this, Steve. I don't know if you saw this. Morning, Joe Scarborough. Oh, I got a dead intern in my office, Scarborough. He was on today, and he was, listen to this. This is how out of touch these people are. when he was surprised that butter was over $3. It cost more than $3 for a pound of butter. And then somebody told him, no, in my store, it's $7. And he was incredulous. So that's how out of touch these people are. And when you go back to the 100,000 and then 130,000 because of 30%, absolutely, you're 100% correct. And if I may add this, or ask you this, how is it possible? Well, there's two things. One is this. You had mentioned earlier in the show, and I'm sorry for going backwards, but I think this is kind of important. When you look at the fact that the Harris campaign, and this is not political, this is about real world stuff. The Harris campaign and Kamala Harris, communist Cammy McKnee pads, ended up with a $20 million debt, but she was paid. The campaign raised over $1 billion. Where did that money go? I think you mentioned it earlier in this episode. Hey, that money went somewhere. Not all for campaign ads.
That's the joke. It's just like everybody that raises campaign funds. They certainly live differently after the campaign funds. I'll give you a good example. The Abomination of Desolation, who everyone, you can believe it or not, but he's out of the country. He and Michelle fled the country. And I know where he went. He went to Dubai. They do not have extradition in Dubai. But you know what's interesting, Doug? There was a picture of Diddy. Again, P. Diddy, by the way, I don't pay attention to those guys, but since he's in the news, and it had a picture of Obama without his shirt on, it had a picture of Oprah Winfrey between Obama and Diddy, and it was in the context of the freakout parties. The thing that's important is he filmed that all, and all of that leads to sex trafficking. Child trafficking, actually, that's what I really should say, child trafficking, illicit drug dealing on a global basis. And so how does some guy who's made $400,000 a year, end up being worth $70 million, known but referenced in certain circles, as being a billionaire? How does that happen? How does that happen that, you get eyewitness testimony from all the money that goes into whether it's Ukraine, all the kickbacks, and I mean, it's off the chart. So in essence, we're now a nation that can't pay its bills. We're a nation without an effective military. We just read that what China's saying is true. Our military is making war on us. I think of all the servicemen, and I have never been in the military, but I have so much respect for the people that said, I'm quitting and I'm not taking the vaccine. Now you hear, well, they're having problems with recruitment goals. Yeah, I don't think people want to serve a commander or generals or whatever. I mean, thank God this didn't go into the Marine Corps. Janie Walden could tell you that's a good thing. But the point is that when you look at the denigration of morale, in other words, who wants to join the military? It used to be join the military or whatever, see the world, or an army of one. Now you've got basically an army of none. So getting back to the main point, and the main point is simply this. Things are changing so fast and so furious. And what you're seeing in the background, you're not getting the full benefit, or forgive me, you're not getting hardly any truth. There is no truth coming out of the MSATGM. That's a mainstream media accessory to murder, MSMATM or MSMATG. So when I hear somebody like you're talking about Scarborough, he should go listen to the Simon and Garfunkel song. I mean, there's nothing that pleases him. And now the meltdown, Simon and Garfunkel, Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, and you're out of time. It's not the right, the point being is that we are so insulated from the evil that's happening that only when it touches us will we admit, hey, something's wrong. And all the floods, what they did to North Carolina is such a hideous example of destroying an entire area for the evil benefit of those who want the lithium mines or the crystal mines, and they don't mind steering and directing hurricanes. They can do that. That's not spooky. That's not urban fantasy. That's really happening. And by the way, floods destroy more people than any single natural disaster. There's nothing that can even match floods, whether it's in Spain, whether it's in areas in South America, whether it's any place floods are happening, the devastation is overwhelming. And ladies and gentlemen, this is something that people don't get yet. They will. Florida, which used to be the retirement capital, they're pricing the insurance premiums are out of the world, and the people can't afford to pay $18,000 for insurance when they're making $12,000 in Social Security. And so I see the collapse of the insurance industry happening before our eyes. Oh, enter BlackRock. BlackRock comes in and says, hey, to the bank, these homes are all destroyed. We'll buy them for, let's say, I'm just making this up, $10,000 a lot. Well, guess what? They've already sold those lots for more money than $10,000. And again, they don't care. They're so big, they don't care. So I think the thing is that people have got to understand it's total war against all the American people coming at us from all directions. And thank God, and I mean literally, that God has given us another however long the period of reprieve. I hope this time people turn to him and recognize that, whether you liked President Trump or not, that was a miracle that pulled him away from that assassin's bullet. And then when you find out, you go to, and this is true, when I went and asked people who know, they said, yeah, I was the head of the intelligence agencies. They named the three, and in collusion, they said, with the Secret Service.
Well, Steve, if I can jump in here, you know the backstory of our investigative team is doing, and Shatter Ops, in conjunction with Shatter Ops investigative team and Save Them and some other assets, of course, looking into this. To your point, and this was also chronicled, cited by Jack Posobiec in his book Bulletproof. There were identified and on record 12 individual failures of intelligence, or failures in quotation marks, 12 of them. And individually, they all happened individually as opposed to collectively in conjunction with one another. So the mathematical, and I've spoken about this before, if you look at this mathematically and add a shooter, someone who is able to access or exploit any one of those 12, let alone the majority of the 12 problems, odds of that happening without inside influence is 1 in 1 septillion, which is one with 27 zeros behind it. It's unbelievable to those who aren't paying attention. So this, as you just stated, that was the hand of God and only the hand of God protecting President Trump on that day from the enemy within. Go ahead, sir.
Well, again, I think that when you got odds like, 1 in a septillion or 1 in a decacillion, the numbers are unimaginable. But here, all it takes is just an understanding. Doug, every team that goes out from the Secret Service has one, what my guy said, one think in it, okay? One think. So if they have a secret road they're going to travel, somebody's going to tell the people. So again, we have a nation that even I think it was Australian intelligence a couple of years ago that showed all of our politicians on the Chinese payroll. And that's the whole reason that they went after President Trump when the fake Russiagate. And remember, every single intelligence head, every single international law enforcement, FBI, everybody swore that Steele dossier was true. And every single one of those people that were in his administration from top to bottom turned on him, bore false witness, and tried to destroy him. And when President Trump made the statement that, the former JCS head, Chief of Staff, Mark Milley, he called the Chinese and told them what President Trump was going to do. And that's a category of treason. So when Trump says, hey, the guy should be executed, and, people make a big deal out of that. But the point is that we've watched in this country lawlessness explode, pun intended, yet we've not seen what we're going to see pretty soon. Because ones who are going to carry out the riots are basically, they've got good command and control. And then you've got to understand that we've got now, prior to when President Trump was president, we've got now narco terrorist gangs. We've got, every form of foreign bad guys. We've got, murderers released from Venezuelan prisons. We've got everything to contend with. Yet somehow, you and I and anybody who speaks out against it, we're the terrorists. Well, bleep, bleep, bleep them, And I'm sorry, but the point is that the cooperating in our own demise is a thing I guess I would try and get out and before everyone's eyes. That's why I'm saying, if you got a favorite website, favorite interview, favorite research, copy it, download it on a hard drive, get a terabyte hard drive or a 10 terabyte, and get everything you're going to want, because it's going to be taken off. It's going to be sanitized. And we were told that years ago. So now we've got a time period unlike any other. And the victory is great. But now where will President Trump get a military that's loyal to him, that hasn't been working against him, night and day, even since he was no longer during Biden's entire administration? Where? Where? They could draft everybody. Don't think that'll go over. And I think the thing that most people can't understand is that there are sunsets on all civilizations. So if I tell the truth, I want everybody to know I love the United States of America that was. I do not recognize what it has become. I loved hearing the Star Spangled Banner. I loved, hearing the national anthem. I loved air shows when you had a sense of wow. And now all we see, and when the abomination of desolation, that is obviously, and Obama represented the nation and he brought us desolate. He's the man, I'll give his own words, America's greatest nation. We intend to change all that. Remember that statement?
I do. Yeah. And I think everyone listening does as well. Yeah.
But they're not applying it, or maybe they are, but it doesn't seem they're applying it to the situation at hand, because everybody was saying that it was Biden's hands that basically had Obama's hands moving them. In essence, he was the power behind the president. But it's important that if that story turns out to be true, and by the way, they're using ultimate spycraft to mask, airplanes, landing areas and everything, and pilots who are trained, spook pilots, that means they work for one of the intelligence agencies, or did, they know how to turn off transponders. They know how to spoof transponders. A transponder is a transmitter that tells the air traffic controllers where the plane is at, its altitude, its speed, all the stuff that, air traffic controllers need to know. But it's interesting. You've got to have real power to be able, I'm talking real power in multiple countries to be able to shut that whole process down.
Man, I'll tell you what, we're in the thick of it when you think about it. What Steve just described, and we have to keep our head on the swivel. Hold on just one second, Steve. I'm going to take the last break of the night. Folks, I've been talking about this. I'm going to continue talking about this, and it's collagen. It's necessary for your skin health. Don't waste your time, energy, money this year. when you go out and shop for collagen, I've got the place to go, and that is healthwithdoug.com. I'm telling you right now, scientists found that really after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin, and I just saw somebody with a terrible skin sagging. And actually, we had a discussion about collagen, and he's going to be trying this. But look, you need the right collagen because you could be collagen deficient. Knowing that you should supplement collagen is not enough. You have to use the right kind, the right type, the quality source collagen. This is why I use this amazing new collagen mixture to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin. And it's unlike typical collagen supplements, folks. You can go to Walmart and find on the store shelves or whatever. This is highly effective because it combines the top five critically important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow. Just look at me. That's all you got to do. I'm glowing. And promote elasticity and promote skin hydration. So if you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithdoug.com. It's as easy as that. And if you order today, this is great. You'll get a free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee along with free shipping. Once again, it's healthwithdoug.com, or just click in the link below in the description box below. That's healthwithdoug.com. And I want to give a shout out. One more thing. Hold on. Stay right there. Didn't think I was coming back up, did you? Folks, if you haven't done so already, one of the greatest gifts you can give your grandson, granddaughter, or for yourself is Dark Bags. This look at this. This bag right here, folks, if you're listening on the radio or on a podcast, go to Rumble and take a look at this. This is a ballistic backpack along with the Faraday. It also has Faraday properties as well. I'll tell you what, given this to grandchildren when they take it to school, can you imagine a school shooting perhaps, and this being able to protect your precious son, daughter, grandchild? Oh my goodness. They have them in different sizes. Go to darkbags.com or the satellite phone store set, sat123.com. Steve and I have the links on our respective websites. Go to stevequayle.com or hagmanpi.com. Click the link through. Satellite phones, bags, Faraday bags, and so on. And do it today. Really, do it today. All right. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Renaissance Precious Metals, and Gen 6 with me right now. And I want to thank him for being part of the show. And thank you, folks, for being a part of our listening audience as well. Steve, go ahead, sir.
Well, I think we should change gears because we're into the second hour. Let's go to the statement about Germany is just basically is crashing and burning, okay, under the, if you will, under the NATO banner. So if you just put that up, Eric, the headline with a picture of Olaf Scholz, German government collapses. Now, I want everyone to know why this is critical. Is the fact that Germany is the largest economy in Western Europe. Two of the biggest corporations in the world, basically are headquartered in Germany. One is BASF, and they make everything, chemicals, they refine everything. By the way, I'll give you some numbers of how many people work for them. It's astonishing because they have 112,000 employees, and their payroll is $10.95 billion a year. And then Volkswagen, these are 2023 numbers, Volkswagen has 684,025 people worldwide, and they have, there's two different numbers, 170,000 employees, but that doesn't count the other ones. They're in 140 markets, and they're in a lot of areas, 29 locations. And what's interesting is guess who is a funding source for BASF and Volkswagen? It's Deutsche Bank. And Deutsche Bank is in big, big trouble. Those of you familiar with David Wilkerson's 1972-73 book, The Vision, the most famous part of that, and I think most people have heard it, at least 20 times from me and others, is the fact that the crash of the total economic system of Western world is predicated upon when Germany collapses. That collapse spreads to Japan. And David Wilkerson was showing once that the collapse began in Germany, but moved to Japan. I think he said, and I could be wrong on this, but I think he said within 2 weeks, the whole global economy goes down. Doug, these are, I'm just quick and dirty. This is almost 800,000 people. Quick and dirty just means math where it doesn't. Somebody say, well, it's 820,000. No, we're talking about that's a lot of people to be without, jobs. That's a lot of people that can't pay for their homes. Again, I'll tell you the easiest way to make sense out of all this craziness is the global elite Luciferian devil worshipers are absolutely going to crash the global system. Now, President Putin's aware of their plans, and he basically said they tried to get me to join them, and I didn't. He made reference to that. And so what's interesting to me is the fact that now we have pretty much the collapse of the Western civilization. Remember when Nord Stream was blown up? I remember the conversations that we were having, and we knew exactly who did it. It was the U.S. and British, because Victoria Nuland was on the phone to prime minister of Britain was that time. She had the shortest tenure as a prime minister in Britain, and they were talking about, and, Russians are really good at capturing signals, and they got the whole conversation. Yet the West tried to make excuses, blame everybody, and all of the nuclear war, and this is my passion, trying to talk sense into crazy people. 99% of the people do not understand the basics of nuclear weapons. They don't understand the difference between a kiloton weapon, 1,000 tons of TNT, or a megaton weapon. And the United States doesn't have any what I would call throwaway equivalent. Throwaway equivalent means our bombs and warheads, nuclear warheads, are not anywhere close to the magnitude of Russia's. Because while we were being destroyed for the past 20 years in this country, Russia kept building. Their industrial base is phenomenal. And again, look, here's the deal. We made China great. We made China great because we offshored all of our manufacturing. This is true. They produce more engineers, and their scholastic tests are really difficult. And while they're producing engineers, we're producing sandbox kittens, okay? I mean, I was told by a former nuclear weapons guy, and unfortunately, get to talk to those guys, that a lot of the guys had to be retirement, the older guys, that would probably be me and even older, but the point being, because the young people couldn't even follow the manual, these are supposedly engineers, to know how to do basic tests on warheads. Now, that's not everyone, but the United States has never fired a missile out of a silo. They won't do it because the silos toast when they do, yet Russia has reloadable silos. I'm not going to go through all the litany, but here's the deal. I hope that President Putin and President Trump talk because, let's make a deal. Here's the thing. Trump can turn this thing around in the Ukraine instantly. And you saw, Doug, the new threats to Donald Trump and all, you know, they're going to burn him alive or they're going to kill him and they're going to go after. This was on a Ukrainian site. Videos are actually on video. But here's what I think people have got to recognize. We're in a global war. We're in the most infested time in history. We're in the time where if Tucker Carlson's talking about being attacked by a demon, that's mainstream, okay? That's really mainstream. And so 99% of Christians don't understand the basis of biblical exorcism. Jesus made it easy. He said, you'll cast out demons. And the thing that's important is the fact that demons I believe every demon on the planet has come to the United States on vacation because it's in the Word of God that Mystery Babylon, or even if we're the daughter of Babylon, becomes the habitation of devils and every unclean bird, you know? And so habitation of evil spirits. And that's why you're seeing so many strange murders, strange sacrifices. And by the way, Doug, some good news. One of our listeners sent me one of the interviews that I did with Russ Dizdar. And it was, I think, in 2005. It was a good 14 years ago. And I'll send them to you and we'll put them up on your platform because they're dynamite. The Black Awakening. And, you know, obviously it was hard to get through. It'll be hard because a lot of emotions are there. But the fact that that brother, God bless you, my friend, he found him on a hard drive, you know, actually a thumb drive. And so there's a 3-hour session with Russ Dizdar coming up that we'll host on Doug's platform because I don't have the production capability. And also because Doug has carried on the charge of Russ and obviously Russ's ongoing ministry. But the point is that I think people are going to understand. And when Russ was still with us alive on planet Earth, he was warning about the Black Awakening, Black Awakening. Let me tell you guys something. Darkness has made its open door policy. And now talk about awakening. I pray that the people of God will understand there's nothing to be afraid of if you know Jesus, your personal Lord and Savior. If you know there's power in the blood, God bless Hawk, my former, you know, broadcaster that took my old show. God bless him because he'd never end a show without saying there's power in the blood. And ladies and gentlemen, all of the issues surrounding satanic ritual abuse, human trafficking, adenochrome, and cannibalism, all centers around blood. But the blood of Jesus is more powerful than all that. But see, Doug, because Christians aren't trained in this, and I mean beyond Catholic exorcists, and you know, thank God there are some real ones. The point being, though, anybody, this is the inheritance of the saints, because the Bible says, to as many as received Jesus gave he, that gives Jesus, all of us who believe in him, the power to cast out demons. Nothing scares I've been in this long enough for 50 some years, 53 years. Nothing scares a pastor more than when somebody goes crazy, screaming, pulling their hair out, jumping up and down, turning over tables. You know, I mean, people said, but that thing had superhuman strength. I said, now you get it because that's not a human, you know? And I mean, seriously, we're at a time now where the Black Awakening. Now it's the black implementation, okay? It is the implementation of darkness. The gates of hell have opened, and it's only going to get worse. So I think it's really cool how God has preserved that 3-hour podcast. Yeah, it was on radio. It wasn't on a podcast, so broadcast. And I think it'll be a blessing. So I'll get that to you guys by either tonight or – well, I'm sorry. I'll get it to you in the morning.
All right. Wow, that's fabulous. Yeah, we, you know, it's amazing to see. You had mentioned earlier in the show about body modification and how some people, I mean, you talk about the most demonic looking people who try to, or doctors who put calcium for horns in people's heads. I mean, I don't understand. Well, I do understand, but I don't think most people understand the demonic nature of what we're seeing today. And I think a lot of people blow it off to, things like, jewelry through the nose or through the cheeks or whatever, and tattoos up the face, skull, and so on. I think a lot of people blow that off, but this is, to me, this is the root. When you look at, for example, what we were talking about earlier, the New World Order, the Great Reset, whatever you want to call that agenda, at the very root of that is the demonic, the worship of the demonic, and the implementation of the demonic. And we're seeing the outgrowth of that. And, you know, I said earlier, when you mentioned Tucker Carlson talking to Steve Bannon about that February 2023 encounter with this very hostile demon, and he's very open about it. You know, Breitbart used to say, or Breitbart said, Andrew Breitbart said that politics is downstream of culture. Well, it's what's culture is downstream from our spirituality, and our spirituality has been under attack by the demonic. So everything we're seeing today really stems from the demonic, but people refuse to say good versus evil. You know, people, and I still don't understand this. A lot of people who recognize evil refuse to believe in God or in God's, in the beauty and the almighty nature of God. So anyway, there it is.
I have an answer for you.
Go ahead.
And again, I think this is really an important word. It's the manifestation or outpicturing of what's inside a person. And, probably one of the most disturbing, and I'm not telling anybody to watch this. I'm just saying, I better make this clear, Doug. I only reference science fiction films because sci-fi has been under the control of the CIA since Hollywood was under the control of the agencies. Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, most people may not know this, but he was an active agent. Chuck Barris, The Gong Show, active agent. But what's important is I've seen an alien, the first alien, where that creature busts out of the guy's chest. I once saw that, and I don't know what you'd call it, a dream vision. And it was the people that had the most hideous displays of evil creatures, and some of Satan himself. At one point, those entities burst forth out of the chest, out of the arm. In essence, it was like the evil spirits that had been hidden have molted, or it's like a butterfly or caterpillar turning into a butterfly. But these are really evil, evil things coming. And that's why Jesus said men's hearts will be failing them for fear of looking after those things coming upon the earth. I know this. I don't know how to read gang signs, but every sign, I want people to know, every tattoo is a sigil, is a glyph. Some of them are really old Aztec. Polynesian cannibals, they have their own, Polynesian cannibals have their own tattoo pattern, you know? It's astonishing to me of how much really evil now is manifesting on Earth. And by the way, you were bringing up darkbags.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the presence of evil now would demand that you keep your keys, if you use a key fob, you know, keep your keys in a dark bag, keep your garage door clicker in a dark bag, get used to being, on guard. I'm sorry, this doesn't mean parallel. I'm sorry, not paralyzed, but this doesn't mean to put people in a paralysis. It means to just take an active role and just making sure. Again, ladies, don't go to the grocery stores at night anymore. I mean, seriously, because as things get tougher, groceries will mean the difference between life and death. So, you know, darkbags.com, again, the escape zone. I told Tina, the owner of it and also a satellite phone store, I said, what a great name, because in essence, we need to be in the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time. And the Faraday sleeves, and I use the one on the right, a bigger one, because I'm too, I don't want to try and stick my, you know, phone in that. And I put my sat phone and I put my key fob. And I just started doing that because when I saw that situation, that Arizona guy having his truck robbed with a guy with an AK-47 going to toast the guy coming out and say, don't steal my truck. Well, forget it. These are cold-blooded freaking murderers. These are cold-blooded freaking murder rapists. These people kill children. These people have no morals. So here's the problem, Doug. How do we, and this is a question to you, how do we get people to realize that, in essence, this isn't the Wizard of Oz and we're not in Kansas anymore? This is a whole new paradigm. And the paradigm has shifted. The whole new awareness is necessary because, again, when Antifa, BLM, and all of the communist revolutionaries are turned loose, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to be there. You want to be where everyone else isn't. And the dark bags will keep you from being geofenced. If you're going to go anyplace, do anything, put your hell phone, here's my hell phone, put your hell phone in a bag. Put your keys, because, Doug, I didn't know this, but even laptops and computer pads like iPads, that stuff from smart computer hackers, they can grab your entire information, and they now have field keystroke loggers. So when you're logging in on your keyboard, da 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 da, and that's your login. There are people that, if they've targeted you, they can sit within a specific range and pick up your keystrokes. Well, that's what the intelligence agencies do anyway. But you know, the point being, now it's the bad guys, and so your hell phone, your cell phone, your key fob, your electronic key, and your garage door clicker. If you're carrying them in your car, if you're driving someplace, you probably have your garage door clicker too. Put them in the dark bag because you're going to frustrate the guys that can go and get an easy mark. And you know this, bad guys look for the easy mark. They don't want to basically come into some field of fire by somebody who knows what they're doing. You know, they're going to go and they're going to rob the helpless, the weak, and they're going to do everything they can to take everything they can. And because they have a supernatural appetite for evil. Go ahead, sir.
Amen. And some people might think this is overkill. And folks, look, these bags are not that expensive. I'm telling you, okay, you can, but they're high quality. And Escape Zone, great job. Tina, great job. But this is one thing I do, because recently my vehicle, although garaged, showed an intrusion attempt. And come to find out, it was a hack attempt into the driver control of the vehicle. And this, I would directly relate, this is something that we've been working on. So what I've done is, folks, if you have, you know, those out, you know, when you go, you can press it, it's like four buttons and, or four, like a code, and then hit the enter and your garage door opens. Well, you put it's on the outside of the garage. If you have a universal, whatever they're called, a remote, do yourself a favor, unscrew that a little bit. And so you can hang it, but you can take it with you, because if you're home, okay, you don't need it. You're inside. So, and then put that in any size Faraday bag, because I'm going to tell you that's often hacked. And if also, anything that transmits, I can show you, for example, because we have access to a certain database, I can show you where your phone has been really for the last year plus. And it's absolutely mind blowing. I can get you within a foot of where you are. if you have a tablet, anything that transmits. So this is extremely important. It's not a sales pitch. It's a life pitch. And Steve is right, too. I think things are going to be coming to a head pretty soon, or going to start, I should say. You've got ammunition, you've got pallets of bricks and other items. Folks, they're planning something, and they're planning something not just against this administration incoming, but against you and I, against Steve, and against everyone listening and viewing this. And that's not to get your, I don't want you to get upset or get nervous. Just be prepared. That's all. Pray and do what you can to become physically prepared. But above all, pray. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think that's good advice. And the same thing we've been trying to get people to understand is that had it not been for Tina and others, you know, she provided a satellite phone for a lot of people, put uplink stations where people could contact their loved ones and stuff. But what we're watching now, whether it's the fires in Los Angeles, whether it's the floods in Valencia, Spain, whether it's the hurricanes in North Carolina and in Florida, we're watching communications go down. And so, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that SAT123.com that's really important is having an auxiliary power supply that you charge with a solar charger. And the more battery banks you have, the more charge you can control, or a generator. Generators, if they're running on gasoline, you run out of gas. But the sun, as long as you've got good exposure, and you can get a dial and you can see how many hours of sunlight you've got. But for instance, you know, the bigger and the more expensive, I'm sorry to say this, but it's the more expensive, the more comprehensive is what I'm trying to say. At the price of food, and I've said this before, but it goes over people's heads, Doug. Your most important asset, if you've already got food you've purchased, is what's in that freezer. Forget what's in a safety deposit box, which, by the way, is a kiss of death. If you've got anything in it, take them out. You know, you can leave papers in there, but don't leave metals. Don't leave jewelry. By all means, don't leave firearms in there, because in essence, they passed a law that, those safety deposit boxes can be audited, and any of those aforementioned items can be taken, and you have to prove where you got them. Well, how do you prove when great granny gave you a sapphire brooch and it's got Tiffany's name on it? That's really a big time deal. Watch the Antique Roadshow and you'll see how much those things can go for. But the point is that you've got to understand that you have to take, here's the word, Doug, active measures to ensure your safety and the safety of your loved ones. Whether it means don't go to the store, you know, after the lights go out. You know, somebody said, why? Are there vampires? I said, no, but they're life suckers. I said, they'll take your life because you're a sucker, and they'll take what you bought. They've already got road highwaymen now, literally robbers on the highways, that watch loading platforms, and they literally watch. They pass off, what's it called, Doug, where multiple cars are following one, let's say, truck, and they don't want to be made, meaning they don't want people to figure it out, so they pass off the location. And then,
yeah, it's multi-asset surveillance. I mean, we do that all the time. Well,
Yeah, I understand.
Enough said. Yeah. Yep.
Well, here's the thing. Again, I think the bottom line in all this is pray, and I'm serious. This is a prayer I pray. I tell people you want to pray that God will have you at the right place at the right time. Never the wrong place at the wrong time, and that he will make you invisible to all evil. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you know, God's economy is you pray, you believe, and you receive. And so the other thing is wisdom. We need wisdom, and we need also, Doug, I've been praying about this a lot, in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I would, and you've heard me say this, that the gift of discernment is becoming the most important thing, because we don't see what's behind a human. And we may, oh, this is such a kind person, just until they go like this, or that's cutting your throat or, you know, doing you in. Of course, in Christendom, they just come up with a knife and stab you in the back, you know, and say, oh, brother, let me pray for your bleeding. You know, so the point is that's true. The point is that not in every case, but there are cases of that. When you've got to, all of us have got to understand the country has been abandoned. The law enforcement cannot take care of every, they don't even have enough 9/11 dispatchers in a lot of the big cities. Some of them are such no-go zones. It's like the movie Escape from New York with Kurt Russell or Escape from L.A. I mean, those movies give you a pretty good example of what I would call neo-tribalism and what happens when there's no law enforcement, that people take law into their own hands and they take what you've got into their own hands. So, Doug,
can I ask you, because I'm sure a lot of people have the same question or similar questions, given the change of administration, look, we saw Eric Adams back down, you know, he was giving a crap ton of money to these illegal invaders and such. He stopped doing that after a phone call with Trump. Will this get any better? Will this threat be lowered by this new administration? Or do you think that the powers behind the actors are going to just continue and increase? Go ahead.
Well, the powers behind the actors will just increase because evil is going to have its day. And unfortunately, like, again, President Trump needs a military that's for him, not against him. And you know, that's an important,
bless you, sir.
Thank you. That's an important point. And again, the thing that's really critical is my chief operating officer, Daryl, basically was talking to some people he knows really well connected, and they said ammunition will disappear in the United States. There's no brass, there's no, you know, there's literally no powder, no gunpowder, because China, you know, put an embargo on us, and there's no, how do I say this? We do not have the facilities even to smelt lead anymore, i.e. lead bullets. Well, you need steel bullets, and well, i.e. those factories have closed down too. And so what's available, I think this is the thing. What's available is what is going to be available, and when the shelves go empty, the shelves stay empty. That maybe that's a new slogan I should use. When the shelves go empty, they stay empty. The National Security Directive on the, I guess you'd say, the what's the word when you go and steal somebody's stuff? Well, the military went into the Campbell's. This is a true story. It came from somebody in the office that was there when a general laid down a national directive, National Defense Authorization Act, to take all of Campbell's soups, they pay him for them, and all their soups in production. Campbell's had, I think, something like 400 acres of buildings, you know, storage buildings. And they took it all, and they've been running trucks night and day in and out of there, in and out of Campbell's. Campbell's also cans for other vendors, you know, whether it's canned meats, canned fruit. And so people are going to notice this. And again, today, for instance, what was it? Every day there's a new outbreak of listeria. But what's mysterious, it should be called mysteria instead of listeria, is because there's no cases of anybody getting sick. Now, that's not the case with McDonald's. McDonald's was intentionally poisoned with E. coli on purpose. But for the record, I know of no recalls, because when you buy, let's say, a batch of cheese, let's say XYZ cheese manufacturers, and they have to put their lot number, each specific lot, each specific lot with a day's production, that's got a code, that's got to go on it. But there have been, and this is a real number. So I got tired of getting flack from, how do I say this, cranial challenged thinkers that don't have it up here, okay? People who are vacuous and different. And there's 70 million pounds of food that has been taken away from the public through recalls, fake recalls. I said, I guess 50. He said, oh no, 70. 70 million pounds of food.
Through fake recalls.
Yeah, fake recall. You know? And again, till people go and can't see it. And how about the drugstores? Good night. Walgreens is shutting down a lot. CVS in Bozeman. I mean, I went in there and went, man, this place is going out of business. Now, I know it because I keep track of all the drugstores, all the supermarket chains, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what's problematic is this is the big issue. See, that's a symptom. The problem is when the United States puts sanctimonious suicidal sanctions, that's a mouthful, sanctimonious suicidal sanctions on both Russia and China, we're the ones that end up losing. There are no pharmaceutical drugs made in China that are coming into this country. Ooh. Now, think about that. Think about anybody who's ever needed pharmaceuticals. My new word for them, and I've had to be on them since I had my heart issues and stuff, and I'm believing God to get me off it. But the point being is that, you know, I call them pharmadethicals, okay? Not pharmaceuticals, pharmadethicals. And what's important is everything is disappearing, even saline bags. You know, I mean, there's some companies in the United States that made them, but I think one of the biggest plants shut down because it either burnt down or something. I think that was in the maybe North Carolina, not to the flood, but prior to the flood. So the indigenous ability of the United States to supply the different needs of people that need pharmaceuticals, there isn't any backup. Well, that's a new world order plan too, because just as we saw the elderly condemned to death by putting them into known, what we call them, either hospice centers, but they didn't have COVID. Maybe some of them were elderly, were in a hospital to get this, that, or other thing operated on, but they threw them in. Remember, what was his name? Andrew Cuomo?
Yep. Exactly. And that was all planned genocide, murder. And you know, Steve, that goes back to people not addressing or not being willing or capable of addressing that. You know, we're not going to move on from that. I don't think we can move on from that any more than we can move on from the theft of the last presidential election. Because it's becoming clear in that respect. You know, where did, 81 million votes? I don't think so, especially when they're not there now. They were never there. At least 20 million, 15, 20 million weren't there. So the same thing with respect to what we're talking about here. We cannot go beyond we can't say, well, let bygones be bygones. There's got to be some accountability. Do you think there will be, though, with respect to the genocide?
I don't think. Here's the thing, Doug. And this is a rhetorical question. I don't have an answer for that, because who is going to go and arrest all the bad guys? Who? National Guard? They're all out of the country. And Biden, if you look at everything, oh, I get it. The UN troops or the Venezuelan or the terrorist gangs that are in here from Mexico. You know, for the first time, I think it was last week, that the cartels were given the permission from their hierarchy to start shooting, you know, cross the border and shoot, in essence, humans, you know. Yep. And again, we're in a change period. I don't think most people know this. But even in Israel, there were 1,000 soldiers marching unarmed to Benjamin Netanyahu's house, okay? Did you see that story?
I didn't, no.
And Benjamin Netanyahu fired his Secretary of Defense, and he also fired the head of Shin Bet, which is one of their intelligence agencies. Interesting enough, they were fired when they were both calling too. And I think there's another person, and they were both fired when they were talking about wanting to investigate the slaughter that took place, because somebody told everybody to stand down. And obviously the head of Israeli intelligence, that portion, there's two, Shin Bet and Mossad. And, you know, you're seeing some things that make me go, whoa. You can't just become the head of an intelligence agency and never been an intelligence agent. You can't just become the general of the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, and you've never been in battle. You know, so what's happening, here's what I do, and you've taught me this as an investigator. I mean, we haven't sat down and say, Steve, do this and this, but you look for the different streams of evidence, and then you look at what is the conclusion. Obviously, the murder is get rid of somebody, but if it's in a political overthrow, what would cause the greatest disaffection for Netanyahu to be tied in any way to the stand down order, where the most secure borders in the world were somehow all, you know, all not there. The border guards pulled away. Even the people that were in the, what do they call them, the kibbutz, the little areas. I mean, I had people call me that were border guards. They said, Steve, a rabbit can't get through without us knowing. Yet there's nothing there. And the guns were taken away from them by the Israeli government. Do you follow me?
Yeah, you're talking about October 7th.
Homeland Defense.
Right. You're talking about the attacks of October 7th. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And so, you know, if you look at it in a cursory manner, you look at it, how there's something there. Instantly, you know, there's something wrong, okay? If you see a internal administration, in this case, Israel's, you know, if you will, defense, national security meetings, and you see two guys that are being fired because they want to do one thing. They want to get to the bottom of that. Who gave the order? Well, I think, you know, just pray about it and see, because you can't just have something that was the most secure border in the world, the most monitored, just all of a sudden, you know, turn off unless someone turned it off. You can't just have all the border guards stripped of their weapons. I think it was the day before. And where was all the surveillance, drones and satellites and everything? That thing is a real, how should I say this, real problematic issue that's going to rise to the surface. But 1,000 U.S., not U.S., 1,000 Israeli Defense Force soldiers, unarmed, marched to Netanyahu's over the firing of their Secretary of Defense, or whatever they call him, and also the head of intelligence. The average man on the street will fight, defend his homeland, but he will not fight to defend people, or they will not fight to defend people that are basically the provocateurs of incidents that have become famous. And again, I get a lot of flack for this, but if you look at the scripture, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You cannot say as a Christian, I'm at odds with a whole lot of people over this statement, you don't kill innocent men, women, and children and think you're fighting a war. That's genocide. That's what Mengele did. And I'm going, Lord, this isn't making sense to me. The children of the Holocaust are now initiating a Holocaust against Gazans. And I did see something interesting. You cannot, listen, there's right is right, wrong is wrong. And I thought the coolest thing I've ever seen in this whole war for Gaza was Jesus himself or angels leading different groups of Palestinians and the women and children to safety and to places of protection. I mean, there's hundreds of cases. In one case, there's 100 men that got the same vision in one night, you know? And so what I'm saying is this. We are in a time like no other, and there's no way to make it through in your head. You can have the best marksmanship skills. You can be trained in all of the tier one operations, sniping, you know, halo jumping. All of the, you know, things that SEALs and Delta and all these guys learned. But again, it boils down to, if someone tells on you and the bad guys are waiting for you, nobody can successfully, I won't say nobody, but very few could successfully navigate an ambush where there are insiders, aka look what happened to Trump when the guy shot And if he hadn't turned around, you know, that was an inside job. And it's absolutely, I went on, I think I told you too, or I told somebody, you know, somebody in the power, tell him not to trust the Secret Service, to trust his own personal bodyguards. Didn't I say that on your show?
You did, and privately as well as on my show, yes. Yes.
Okay. Oh, I know I said it on my... Well, here's the deal. Only the Secret Service has the... they all wear the pin for a specific... You know, they have their own pin registration, so they know who's Secret Service and who isn't. But if you know the entire makeup of the Secret Service and you want someone hurt, in this case, President Trump, and in every team, however many Secret Service agents, you have somebody who's a fink to tell somebody who's a bad guy where the president's going to be, that's not a good thing. And then the head of the Secret Service went before, what, a congressional committee, and he was stonewalling, you know, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, Cheadle, you know, she took a dive for lying. Of course, she resigned. And then Roe was responsible, and he's still in power right now, but he was responsible for a lot of the decisions being made or that were made in July, as well as 64 days later in Florida. So you have a lot of the administrative level people that are digging in. Hey, even Jerome Powell said, you know, no, you're not going to fire me, and I'm not going to quit, and there's nothing you can do about it. I don't know whether you saw that today. I mean, okay, you know, game on, I guess, but here we are.
It is game on, and it's the ultimate game, because what's at stake are men, women, and children's eternal destination. And this is critical, because, again, the Christian influence in history. And I'm not talking about just the Crusades. I'm talking about we have been the salt of the earth. We have been the light of the world. But unfortunately, the light is flickering out. And look, you know, I've gotten into it with some brothers, and they say, but not all of us. I say, yeah. What's the total population? How many of them are like you? This was an actual conversation I had. I said, so name me half a dozen people you know right now like this that think the same way you do. Guess what, Doug? I think he came up with one.
Wow.
So, okay. In essence, like, everybody, thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to say goodbye. But please go to darkbags.com, sat123.com, and get your Faraday bag and take to heart what we're saying. It's life insurance, but it's the kind you get to live that pays off. It's more like life assurance. Again, darkbags.com, sat123.com. Thank you, Doug.
Steve, thank you so very much. God bless you, and I really appreciate you. Folks, stevequayle.com, gen6.com, Renaissance Precious Metals as well. Thank you, Steve. God bless you. Folks, we only have about 2.5 minutes left of the show, and I just want to say this in closing. Please keep aware of things around you. You heard Steve talking about situational awareness. Look, God has our backs. I believe that if we have faith in him, he will carry us through. I don't want anyone to fear anything. We cannot live in fear. We cannot live subservient or subjugated to this this illusion of, let me say it this way. We have to walk boldly in righteousness, because when we do, we gain strength, in my view, through that righteousness. And no matter what situation you're in today, and let me tell you something, okay? We've been through it. We've all been through it, haven't we? No matter what situation you're in today, hit your knees and thank God you are here, that you are part of, that you're still living. And especially through the times that we're seeing play out. What an amazing time that we're witnessing. Just a few other things. Tomorrow, I believe I think Randy and I are going to be bouncing some things back and forth. And then Sunday, this coming Sunday, for the supporters, we're going to have relatively short, but another meeting, an extra meeting, like we said on the first Sunday, on this coming Sunday, just one more at 7 p.m. The folks, look, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. Just pay attention. Okay. Things are, when things go quiet, that's when I get concerned. You heard Randy Taylor and myself talking about the chatter on certain boards has just really gone down, and a couple of the hidden forums disappeared yesterday or the day before. So, you know, that tells me something is up. So please just stay focused, pray,